Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to Wife Me Up. I'm your host, Megan Faulkner, and I love hanging out with you here in podcast land. It's so fun to chat and learn and hear stories together. I'm just so glad that you're here. Thanks for sticking around while we were on a little hiatus, and we're going to talk about that today. Don't worry, I will absolutely share the tea with you. We're going to dive right into it today, but since it's been a while, remember, Wife Me Up is for the unmarried person who wants to feel like they're a part of the club. It's for the married person who has anyone unmarried in their life. It's for the dating, the engaged, the enraged, and every kind of person in between. My hope is that this show provide a little humor, a lot of fun ideas, and ways that we can all be a little more connected to each other's stories, to not isolate or assume, but to engage and ask, to tell stories, to share ideas, and to, as often as possible, create things for others to enjoy. Because what actually is life if it's not shared? Let's talk about the elephant in the room. Well, I've been on a little hiatus. What happened was the best kind of overwhelmed, the best kind of burnout, not the bad kind, just the wow, this is a lot kind, and the best kind of new rhythm setting for my life. On May 5th, 2023, a lot of you know this, but my first book, Happily Ever After All, launched into the world. And to be honest with you, I have never been more proud of anything in my entire life. I still can't believe it happened. And when I hold my book in my hands, it still feels like a dream 8 months later. Leading up to the launch date of the book was an absolute whirlwind. And there's no way for me to explain the process to you, but it was just unbelievable. I remember close to nothing, if I'm being honest, in those couple of months leading up to May 5th. I would wake up every day and work on book, podcast, or marketing stuff, and then I would go to my actual job. I'm still working in the faith-based nonprofit space full-time. And to be honest, that job is always more than full-time. And then I would get home on the back end and work on the book, podcast, or marketing stuff again, sometimes until midnight or 1 or 2 a.m., the early hours of the morning. Then I would get up at 5 a.m. and do it all over again. And I did this for months. So listen, let me tell you something. This life is not for the faint of heart or for those who need 8 hours of sleep every night. My friends started this joke that I was like a Roomba that I would just like plug in, charge up, and then go for it again. And that's kind of what happened. I'm not like glamorizing the absolute season of insanity that I was in. Not one bit. I don't recommend it long term, but I just want to paint the picture for you that those months leading up to the launch and the couple months after were really pretty wild. So the beginning of May, the book launched and there were Instagram lives and podcasts to go on and bookstores to show up in and books to sign and meeting tons and tons and tons of you along the way. It was such a sweet season of life for me and I truly loved every single minute of it. And then I just got tired, like genuinely, actually tired. Things also shifted for me in my work outside of podcasting and writing, and I did almost nothing but that work for a really specific season. I felt like I was being called to be really focused there, so I wanted to be obedient to that call. But then my sweet megager, some people have a manager, but I get to have a megager, Christine, had a little chat with me and she was like, girl, let's get it together. So here I am, you guys. This is me getting it together. We can all thank Christine for that. And let me tell you something. It's honestly perfect timing in my life. I need to throw some energy into some creative things right now and some future Megan things. So I'm really excited to be back with all 10,000 of you. I hope you're still listening. Thank you, holy smokes, and sharing all sorts of life together. So here's the plan, just so you know. We talked about the elephant in the room a little bit, where I've been, what happened, what's, you know, been going on. And we'll spend the next 4 weeks talking about my favorite topic. Nope, not cheese. Good guess. But relationships. We're going to talk about our relationships with God, our relationships with ourselves, our relationships with our family and our friends, our relationships with love, people we might be interested in or dating, those love, those romantic relationships. I'm especially looking forward, though, to hearing some feedback from you as the weeks go on, because I believe that relationships are the foundation to almost everything else that we do. So I for sure will need your input. So make sure that you're following along on Instagram at Megan E. Faulk or on Facebook, Megan E. Faulkner, and answer some questions that we're going to throw out. Your input is going to be so insanely valuable as we navigate this next month together. I know what's important to me in all of these relationships, right? But I need to hear what's important to you. I know that relationships can get a little tricky. I know that friends and family relationships, relationships with God, ourselves, are not exempt from that trickiness. And I know that some of us are married and have long-lasting, loving relationships, and others of us are still dating. I know that some of us want to be dating but aren't. Some of us are dealing with breakups and the reality of other people's decisions that have just affected us. Some of us have a relationship with God and some of us don't. Some of us believe in our relationships with community, and some of us are begging for more community and more accountability in our lives. So I know with the amount of listeners that we have that we're all over the map, and I want to address the things that are really important to all of us. So please answer questions on stories and in comments as you see them. It'll be really important to how we shape this next month or so, kind of the direction that the conversation goes. And I can guarantee you that your girl, Christine, will hold me accountable to share with you the most important things. I know she will. I do want to leave you today better than I found you. I had a really weird week this week and was searching for some like capital T truth from God about my life and this situation in my life that was kind of painful, to be honest. And as I was reading, I came across this and I want to share it with you as we part ways today. It's from Ecclesiastes chapter 11. This is the ERV translation. I just find it so comforting. So check this out. The title is Boldly Face the Future. And it reads this: do good wherever you go, and after a while, the good you do will come back. Invest what you have in several different things. You don't know what bad things might happen on earth. There are some things that you can be sure of. If clouds are full of rain, they'll pour water on the earth. If a tree falls to the north or the south, then it'll stay where it falls. But there are some things that you cannot be sure of. So you must take a chance. If you wait for perfect weather, you'll never plant your seeds. If you're afraid that every cloud will bring rain, you're never going to harvest your crops. You don't know where the wind blows, and you don't know how a baby really grows in its mother's womb. In the same way, you don't know what God will do, and He makes everything happen. The writer is correct. We don't know what God will do, and He does make everything happen. So we can do exactly what this scripture says and do good wherever we go in the meantime. I love that it tells us to take a chance. There's things that we can't be sure of, but we have to take a chance. So leave someone better than you found them today. Here's to the relaunch of Wife Me Up and every relationship in our lives. I'll see you next Thursday. Hey, everybody, and welcome to Megan Recommends, just a little segment where I share things that are making my world brighter and better in hopes that they will make your world brighter and better, too. If I have a guest, they usually do the recommending, but today it's me and you. So here's what I recommend. Are you ready? Move your body with friends. Listen, it might sound trivial or silly, but I cannot tell you how movement with friends has made a difference in my life, as much as this week. Some of you might be all like, I want to work out alone. Okay, good. Well, grab a friend and go for a walk afterwards then. I needed to establish some new rhythms in my week. So a few girlfriends and I joined the same gym, which has been super, super, super fun. I take a yoga class on Tuesday nights with some other friends. And you know, I love my swim team, who I swim with a few mornings a week. And we always have such a fun time. You can move alone, sure. And there are times where you might need to do that. But for now, I just want to throw out there, recommend to you, grab a friend, any friend, and get some movement in. I can guarantee that you will not regret 1 minute of it.